Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. Polar.com, where you chase your destiny. Premium Plus Sports, official travel partner for the Tough Man Triathlon Series. Swim Run USA, epic races in epic places. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We sent out 2,448 grants last year, totaling $3.7 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Endurance lives here. Our next guest, she was just named to the Commonwealth Games Paratriathlon team. Her name is Lauren Parker. Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm pretty good. Actually, very good.
Very good is right. So what I'm excited about is last April 18th, you had that horrific bike crash and ended up being paralyzed from the waist down. And now, less than really 10 months later, you are a paratriathlete going to the Commonwealth Games. Can you believe this all happened so fast?
No, it's so exciting, and I didn't believe that I'd be back doing triathlon, let alone competing at the Commonwealth Games in April. So, yeah, I'm super excited, super stoked. And if it wasn't for you inviting me over to San Diego back in October, you know, I probably wouldn't be back this quick. So, thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. That's what we do at CAF. So talk a little bit about that. When you came here in October, you sort of had to check yourself out of the, what, out of rehab or out of the hospital to come over?
Out of rehab.
And when you told the doctors and everybody you wanted to come to San Diego, were they okay with that?
Well, they did. I needed 5 days off, and they would only allow me 3. So I said, well, I'm going. So I checked myself out, jumped on a plane the next day, and came over to see you.
So when you got
it's
here.
It's the best thing I've done. It's the best rehab I've done since my accident. It was I had a great time.
Well, the best part is while you're here, you meet, you know, people like David Bailey, who won the Ironman in a hand cycle. You meet McKeely Jones, Olympic silver medalist, who guided Katie Kelly at the Paralympics and won a paratriathlon gold, the first paratriathlon gold medal.
Yeah.
From the people you met, how important was that in terms of just the meeting other people and getting a sense of how people cared about you?
Yeah, it was just like a big, happy family that really welcomed me, into that part of their life. Like, meeting McKeely Jones and having a chat to her really inspired me. And she was telling me about para triathlon and that I should get into it. And, so really from there, like, I got straight into it from there. And she contacted Triathlon Australia and put me in contact. So, yeah, it sort of all happened really fast. And meeting everyone over in San Diego that weekend, it was just a real eye-opener as well. And I just felt, you know, really loved and, yeah.
That's the important. It's funny when I tell people about San Diego Triathlon Challenge. And we spoke last June or July, and I think I basically said, you need to come to San Diego. And I think that weekend is pretty cathartic for a lot of people because they see other people who maybe have a tougher challenge than they have. And they see that other people have succeeded so that there's a pathway for them already. That must have been important for you as well.
Yeah, and like I was told, I was one of the lucky ones. And to go over to San Diego, hear other people's stories, I definitely am one of the lucky ones. Like, everyone has an amazing story and an amazing, you know, feat that they've overcome. So it was, you know, that really inspired me.
I'm sure, I'm sure the doctors, when they first told you, here you are paralyzed, you were a professional triathlete, you had finished second in your division, 25-29, in Kona a couple years earlier. And they tell you, you know, you're lucky because you're T12. And you're thinking, this doesn't feel real lucky.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was feeling at the time when I was on that day when I was told that I'd have a 1% chance of ever walking again, and I was one of the lucky ones. Yeah, I didn't really want to hear it.
So while you're going through this process, again, you're so young. Just how hard has this been? What were some of your lowest points?
Would definitely be when I was in hospital, when I, you know, after everyone had gone home during the night, I was definitely quite low. I was in lots of pain and I just felt trapped. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't move. I couldn't get up anywhere. Like, that was really hard for me, you know, every night, having to deal with the things going through my head, deal with the accident, and what life would look like in years to come. But having the support around me, like Brad, in my life, yeah, definitely helped me through that stage. That would be one of the lowest points.
And sometimes I think people underestimate the power of sport and how important sport is to recovery, to feel good about yourself, to have see a pathway, see a light at the end of the tunnel. How important was it for you to get back in the pool and get on a hand cycle for the first time and get in a racing chair and just feel like, you know what, I'm still an athlete?
Yeah, so important. I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life, and to have 6 months off doing any form of exercise, I just couldn't wait to get back in doing something. So to get back in the pool, I was doing 4 kilometer sessions in rehab. You know, I just loved being active again, and trying the hand cycle and the racing chair is quite different and new, but I loved learning about the new equipment that I had to work with. And it's such a healthy environment to be in.
Then when you were here, you got to meet one of the guys who I think is one of the best swim coaches around, especially for para athletes, and that's Alan Voissard. How did he help you? It seemed like he made a little bit of a transformation in your stroke immediately.
Yeah, he made an amazing difference to how I was swimming. He gave me lots of tips, but he gave me a band to go around my knees to hold my legs together, whereas I had a band around my ankles, but changing that really changed my stroke, and I was able to get through the water a lot more efficiently. And just having his help, even over the past few months, sending him videos of me swimming and him giving me some feedback and tips back really, really helped as well.
So I know when you're here for San Diego Triathlon Challenge, it was all about doing the swim. The swim gets canceled. Then you go home, and I don't know how many races you've been in where the swim was canceled again. And that's your strength. Talk a little bit about the first race you did where you were able to do all, where the swim, the hand cycle, and the racing chair. Which one was that?
That was last weekend in Devonport, Tasmania.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the swim wasn't canceled, and I was able to really show what my strength was and get in that water and get a big lead onto the hand cycle. I need to improve a lot of things, like transitions with my handler. I've got to cut time down there, but overall, I loved, you know, doing all three and putting them together. And
the other thing is you were borrowing hand cycles, which obviously aren't fit to you. Now we helped out with the grant from Challenge Athletes Foundation to get you a rocket ship hand cycle.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
It was so amazing. Like, the first time I got on it, I just felt so fast, and there was such a big difference to what I was using to what I'm using now. And my first race in that was Devonport last weekend. And I had the fastest bike time. I had a 2.5 minute lead off the bike. I just felt so strong and so efficient using that bike because it was so much lighter.
Isn't that funny, the difference that makes? And especially something that's built for you. It's not built for somebody else. And
Sure.
And then racing chair, are you still borrowing a racing chair at this point?
I am. I'm borrowing one, and it's quite too big for me, and it's quite old. But I should be getting a racing chair, my own racing chair, a couple of weeks before Comm Games.
Oh, how perfect is that?
Which will be, yeah, so good. It should make a massive difference.
What has been the biggest learning experience for you? Because, you know, hand cycling rather than riding a road bike or a tri bike, and racing chair rather than running. What has been the toughest adaptation for you in that?
Learning to use my arms for everything.
Yeah, right? It's all arms.
Yeah, it is. And I've got to get build up my strength in my arms and endurance to be able to do all three in the one race. But the racing chair has been the hardest in terms of technicalities. It's very technical, and it normally takes a few years to actually master the racing chair. But I'm lucky I've got one of the best coaches in the racing chair in the world, and I train with one of the best athletes in the world, with Kurt Fernley. He's the master of the racing chair. So having them in my little corner has been amazing as well.
So when did you start feeling like, you know what, there's a chance I could make the Commonwealth Games? Was that from Triathlon Australia? Did they say, if you do this, there's a chance you can make the team? Because this happened really quickly.
It did, yeah, it did. It was Tri Australia. They said they'd love me to qualify for Comm Games, and they told me how I'd do this, and I had a little plan set out for me. I just went after it. And it wasn't until, last weekend in Devonport, where I was able to do the swim, hand cycle and track chair, where I really knew that, you know, I have a good chance of Comm Games. And, you know, I've got big goals for April. I want to get gold. I want to win Comm Games. So, I'm very positive.
And obviously Commonwealth Games are step one. We have a thing in 2020 called the paratriathlon, or the Paralympic paratriathlon, and I'm guessing that that's something you'd like to participate in.
Yes, for sure. That's one of my big goals as well. That is Tokyo in 2020, and then I want to go on to 2024. So, yeah,
nice.
Lots of things ahead.
Love that. And having those goals, just knowing that, you know, one door shut. Your life as a professional triathlete shut, but now you can be a professional paratriathlete. Just having that hope, having that goal, how important has that been, just in terms of getting you up every day and training?
Yeah, so important to me, you know, getting back into what my life used to look like, in a sense, still doing triathlon, just in a different way. And, so important.
I love that. And I know the people, Triathlon Australia, is very excited that you've made the team. And when did they call you and tell you were on the team?
They called me a week ago. And, they said I'd qualified for the team, and to keep it quiet until yesterday when the team was announced. That was a super exciting day when I found out.
How hard was that to keep that quiet?
Yeah, so quiet. I had lots of people asking me, and I just had to say, yeah, I could be in Comm Games, but I couldn't actually say that I was in Comm Games.
Well, and the cool part is the Commonwealth Games are on the Gold Coast, correct?
Yes.
So you will have a little bit of a hometown advantage.
I will, and actually in the race I competed in yesterday was pretty much the Comm Games course. So there's slight differences in April, but it was, pretty much the course that I raced on.
It's good to know
the roads, and it's an amazing course.
Now, so you feel that course is good for you?
Yes.
Especially with your new racing chair.
Yeah, for sure. I just hope there's a swim. I just hope there's a swim in April.
Now, why was this one canceled, the swim?
Yeah, we had a few days where it was just pouring down rain,
and that made
the water quality not up to standard. So the council had to cancel the swim.
And I know when you were out here, you were with your friend Brad Fernley, and he's become quickly one of my favorite people on the planet. Talking about passionate, and this is a guy, you trained with him for what, 10 years? As an able-bodied athlete before this happened.
Yes,
10 years.
10 years. He helps me build up my triathlon career, and he's been through the highs and the lows through it all. So to have him by my side still, he's one of the reasons, again, why I've come back so fast and got that positive mindset. So
he's very special.
He is.
I love that. Well, Lauren, congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far, and this is just the beginning. I'm so excited for you, and hopefully when you become a Commonwealth Games champion, you'll still come back to San Diego and be with us, the San Diego Tri Challenge.
Oh, of course. I'd love to. It's the best day in tri. Definitely the best day in tri. So, yeah, I'll be there.
The other person who's been great, Laura Siddle, has been wonderful as a professional triathlete and coming out the San Diego Triathlon Challenge to be your teammate and staying in touch with you. How supportive has she and the other pros been?
She's just been amazing. She's such a great friend to have, and to have her support through the whole time, through my accident, through the highs and the lows as well, and to come to San Diego really meant a lot, and it really made me feel special. And to have her in my world is, I'm very thankful.
My favorite moment of that weekend at San Diego Triathlon Challenge was Friday night at the Celebration of Abilities dinner with 500 people there when I told your story.
Yeah.
And the whole audience stood up and gave you a standing ovation, and I think you were taken a little bit by surprise.
I was. It was very overwhelming, but just seeing that, again, it's like a big family that, comes together in celebration of people's stories, and I just, felt so special and, very appreciative to be part of the family.
Love it. Lauren Parker, Commonwealth Games paratriathlon participant, hopefully medalist, but really the journey is just getting there and having the best day you can. You know, it's funny. I reached out to McKeely and I go, McKeely, you are the queen of transitions. You need to have Lauren film her transitions and send that to you so that you can analyze.
Yeah.
And help her out. And she goes, I'm in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we got videos of my transitions yesterday ready to send to her.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever saw a professional triathlete who was as meticulous as McKeely was, which is why she won so many races, because she never wasted a second. And transitions are really sort of the fourth event of this thing.
It is.
Love it.
They're very important.
Lauren, thank you so much for taking time. Congratulations. Now, how did you end up doing yesterday?
Great. Being a duathlon, I did really well. I got second behind the world champion.
Yep.
I gave her a run for her money.
So
I wasn't too far behind.
What's her name?
Emily Tapp.
Ah, and she's the world champion, and now she has somebody brand new to think about. Has she been? A lot of times, again, there's not a ton of people in those divisions, so a lot of times people can feel a little threatened. Do you feel like she's accepting, or do you feel like that she looks at Lauren as, hey, Lauren's here to take what I have?
Yeah, no, she's definitely feeling threatened.
Yep.
But I think it's good to have that. A competition in paratriathlon, and it feels much more rewarding when you beat, a good competitor. So,
absolutely,
it's really exciting for the sport.
Well, and if you look back at Carlos Moleda and David Bailey, they pushed each other to become better because they wanted to beat the other guy. They wanted to win the Ironman, and they needed to get past the other person to do it. And at the end of the day, it lifted up the entire sport in terms of the awareness for other folks out there. Have people started to reach out to you who are either have family or friends who have just been recently paralyzed and looking to you for a little support?
Yes, there's actually a girl in my hometown that has had an accident, and she's in rehab at the moment, in the same rehab that I was in.
Yep.
And we've actually made contact with each other, and I was able to have a great talk with her. She's only 16, so she's so young. So I'm supporting her, and when she gets out of rehab, we'll meet up quite a few times, and I'll just help her through it and guide her through it.
You know what? And that's really what it comes down to, Lauren. People have been there for you, and you'll be there for the next people.
Yeah.
And that'll be just as rewarding as what you're doing with Commonwealth Games.
For me to give back is, really rewarding for me. So I'd love to do, you know, inspire people and just help people where I can.
Love it. Lauren Parker has been our guest. Lauren, give that guy Brad a big hug for me, and thank you for everything you are doing. It's a testament to the power of sport when someone like yourself within 10 months can go from trauma to the Commonwealth Games. That's your accident was April 18th. When is it? What's the date of the games?
April 7th.
Oh, so it still will be within a year of your injury. Wow, that's pretty amazing. We, again, are brought to you by ToughManTriathlon.com, VeloFix, the coolest mobile bike shop around, Polar.com, Chase Your Destiny, Premium Plus Sports, official travel partner of Toughman, Swim Run USA, Epic Races, Epic Places, USA-SwimRun.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation that helped out Lauren Parker, 2,448 grants last year, totaling $3.7 million. Check us out on BabbittVille.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.